About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Yesterday, you guys gave me a hard time because I was disappointed that no one wished me a happy half birthday, also known as a happy birthday. And
you of all people should hate the concept of a happy birthday.
I think it's funny.
Okay.
I think it's better than a real birthday. And you guys challenged me.
Off the air, your wife said she was going to get you some Randy Donuts. I don't think that made it onto the air. Was she serious about it or did she forget?
No, there were donuts when I got home.
Really?
Yeah, the crondant.
Whoa.
The really good one I like.
Oh,
man.
Those ones that you eat like five of?
The half croissant, half donut.
So she didn't forget. She remembered.
She didn't forget.
Or I mean, she ordered them pretty quickly.
Yeah, or right. Yeah, I don't know what happened. But by the time I got home, I said, where are those donuts you claimed you have? Expecting exactly what you expected, Omar, that you would say, oh, I was just kidding or whatever. Yeah. And she pulls out this bag of two donuts, crondons.
Nice.
And I said, wow, that's so excessive. But I ate them both.
So your happy birthday present was two crondons?
You don't have to do a present for half birthdays. It's just nice to be acknowledged. And you guys
with
said...
With a crondon or two?
Well, yeah, and you guys said yesterday that why don't I go to a coffee place or why don't I go to a sandwich shop?
Well, there were a few places that offer deals for half birthdays. This is what somebody texted in. There's, I think, a Cheesecake Factory and Yogurtland.
I think a few others. So I went in and attempted to drop the half birthday card to see if it was valued in the real world. I know you guys don't care about it here, but why not? Let's go ahead and start bringing that back to popularity.
Well, if you can get
again.
Money off, then hey, I'm a fan. Whatever you can do to get a couple of bucks.
This was me walking into a Starbucks to try to let them know it was my half birthday, and it does sound pathetic.
Well, they do give you a free coffee, a free beverage of your choice on your birthday.
On your
so
birthday.
I would imagine that on your half birthday, they could give you 50% off.
On my way in, I get accosted by a homeless man who is hoping that I can give
hey,
him...
Hey, it's my half birthday!
Yeah, I'll get you a small cup of coffee. Just want a black cup of coffee? I don't have that, but you want a cup of coffee or no?
Yeah, a little small.
All right. So first I'm walking in and the guy says,
why didn't you give him a job, dude?
He says, can you get me a cup of coffee? And I said, sure. And then he goes, actually, what I really need is a job. And I said, I don't have that, but I can.
Dude, you work in radio. We could always use the homeless guy.
You got Johnny here.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's how I found Johnny, too. Same exact way. So I said, listen, do you want the coffee or not? And he did want the coffee. Because a lot of times they said, can you help me get a cup of coffee? Really what they want is the money. They
I wonder
want
if he had offered him a job. He's like, you know what I really want?
There's a horse. It just keeps going up. All right.
If you give a homeless man a cup of coffee, he's going to want a
job. I'm walking in, and now I'm already on the hook for this guy's cup of coffee. That was a homeless man beating me as I walked in.
I thought he was shooting at
you. Yeah, no, that was, that's when I opened the door to the Starbucks. Yeah. Hi, how are you? I'm good. Today's my half birthday.
Hey, happy half birthday.
Hey, you celebrate that here at Starbucks?
Just regular birthday.
So right away I
did
say,
did he give you like a slap, like a hey man?
He
sounded like there was some kind of a handshake happening.
I reached my hand out.
Oh.
He did not shake it, and instead he's kind of high-fived the counter.
Oh, I see. So, he's like, yeah, whoa, yeah. My man.
Yeah, so I said, it's okay. My half birthday. You guys celebrate those. And he says, we only celebrate actual birthdays or something like that. So already I was shot down.
Just regular birthday.
I'm going to get a large iced coffee with protein foam.
Oh, my God. Protein foam.
You got to add protein. Got to feed the neck, Allie. Gotta feed the neck.
It has
plenty
to eat.
When summer started, I thought you were off of it.
I know. I need to wean off the protein. I can't go cold turkey off the protein.
Don't fit in these fitness guys. They like bulk up and then they do some kind of a calorie cut.
Yeah, not me.
Okay.
I'm not calorie cutting. The opposite. I'm not doing it.
Just gonna keep going.
I'm gonna keep going until I explode.
Okay.
I'm gonna buy that man out there a small cup of coffee. All right.
Does he want cream and sugar?
So now I'm trying to do a nice thing, and this is the problem. I can't do nice things without it becoming a hassle. I say, I'd like to buy that man out there a cup of coffee. And then she says, does he want cream and sugar? Now I'm inside. This guy's standing outside, pacing around. I don't know what the guy's called.
So you have to go out
there. Now I have to walk back outside.
You should have just get him some protein foam.
I think I probably could have used it, to be honest. And now I got to walk back outside just to go. And I'm holding up a line of people behind me, too, that have already heard me do the whole half birthday thing. So they're not happy.
And they're like, this
And now
guy.
I got to go out. And this homeless guy that's probably asked every single person that showed up there, hey, give me something. And I'm the sucker that decided to get him a coffee.
Does he want cream and sugar?
He didn't say, but. Want that black?
This music is so loud.
So loud in there, I know.
Not a lot of hot birthday celebrations here, huh?
So I'm now trying to bring it back to the reason I'm there, which is to see if I get any sort of a hookup for being the half birthday. They have yet to charge me yet, so I'm thinking maybe before they ring it up.
Did you also try and plant the fact that you're buying somebody else a coffee, like to try and gain their sympathy or their... good graces.
I didn't think about that. I wasn't that calculated, but it would have been a nice... If I'm the barista and I go, this guy just bought a homeless guy coffee and it's his half birthday, maybe you give him a little something, you know?
He's both a good saint and
right.
a man who celebrates.
Not a lot of half birthday celebrations here, huh? No one cares?
Just regular birthdays.
Regular birthdays only? Yeah. I feel like the half birthday is very underrated, you know?
Yeah. Turn the music up louder.
He decided to put the music
He's
up louder.
He's trying to drown you out.
He said to me, are you planning on celebrating all weekend long, is what he said.
Oh, no.
Not a whole weekend thing, just the day.
I got charged full price, Allie. Full price for my coffee and full price for the homeless man's coffee
as well. Now, yesterday was a special day in my house. It was my cat's sweet 16 birthday. Now, should I go to Starbucks?
Yes.
Yes,
you should.
You
go right back to that same person and tell them that exact thing. Same person in line. Just go. I don't know if you guys do anything for Kat's 16th birthday, but...
Which I also made up because I don't know her real birthday.
Right. So once again, just to show you, we do the stupid things on the show that we say we'll do. A waste of everyone's time. But apparently you guys are right.
Did that guy enjoy his coffee?
No. As soon as I gave him the coffee... He said, what I really want is something to eat. And then I felt terrible because I go, well, dude, I'm not going to get back in that line.
Then why did he start with a cup of coffee? I want some egg bites.
Yeah, I know. And I would have done all that. But whatever. We move on now. We come back in a moment. ADD News is next on K-Rock.